you all remember the classic fairy tale Goldilocks and the Three Bears, right?
Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Yeah, Goldilocks enters the home of Three Bears, tries their porridge, their chairs, their beds, experiences the consequences. As you said, Kelly, it's sort of a classic.
It's a classic sweet, sweet story.
Of breaking and entering. Yeah, so this is a setting the bar story, which is what?
It's an example of what not to do.
All right, so if you can manage to make it through the day without Goldilocksing a family, then you're doing okay.
Uh-oh, I'm guessing this was on accident? Did we know we were Goldilocksing somebody?
I would imagine, because police in Vermont scratching their head as they're looking for someone who broke into a house, slept in the bed, ate their food, and then left without taking really anything else.
Okay, so did they think this was like their Airbnb or?
that would be an honest mistake where you think, I've reached
the place I'm renting.
Yep, I've rented this Airbnb for the night, so I'm just going to go in. It's kind of interesting. The door seems to be stuck here. I'm just going to hit it with my shoulder and try to get in there real quick.
It's not as clean as I was expecting.
Yeah, they are not going to get a good review on my Airbnb.
But I'm tired. I'm just going to lay my head down. I'm going to have a snack.
Let's see what they have in the fridge here.
Got to hit the road early.
Right, for sure. Here's the Vermont State Police kind of talking about the case and maybe how to avoid it.
In this particular case, they had neighbors checking, but it was more the outside of the house.
Yeah, not the inside. For someone Goldilocksing the house.
Okay.
And you really had to have a keen eye to realize that somebody entered the house. And then using modern technology, this day and age, you can go out and purchase pretty inexpensive surveillance systems.
So wait, is he saying that this is on them?
It's what I'm hearing. He's like, well, you didn't secure your house enough. And by the way, get some cameras.
Hey, you know, I mean, there are all sorts of like Ring doorbell cameras and cameras that you can put inside and things like that that you can help protect your house.
And you should do that now.
And you know what? It's kind of on you at this point. Technology is here. They're inexpensive.
But honestly, when you have neighbors like, hey, I'll keep an eye on the house.
Yeah, I know.
They're not going in and walking through your house every day,
and
right?
And then when you come home and you find out someone's Goldilocks your house.
Yeah.
You go to your neighbor and go, hey,
Why didn't you stop that?
Carol, did you notice the person? your house looked fine.
I thought that you thought it was okay. Thought maybe somebody was coming in to feed the cats and water the flowers.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without Goldilocksing a family, you're doing okay.
Which reminds me, like, that later this summer when we go on vacation, we're going to have someone living at our house taking care of our dogs. I should probably let our neighbors know.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Good note.
All right. There you go. That is your setting the bar story.